cricket, the interviews are done. The vetting is apparently over. And it appears pretty soon we'll be told that Pat Cummins will be Australia's next test captain and Steve Smith the likely vice captain. So that then poses the question, does Steve Smith get elevated to captaincy when Paddy Cummins is no doubt rested in the rotation of the bowling squad? Or does he just maintain the vice captaincy position when Pat Cummins is sitting out? It's going to be interesting to see how they handle this one and what it means next. If Pat Cummins breaks down, for instance, and let's hope he doesn't, but if he did, then what happens? Does Steve Smith just become captain? And then a lot of people will say, well, why didn't you just put Steve Smith back there in the first place? And what's the point of having somebody with that nous just as a VC? What's his job going to be? It's the next challenge for Cricket Australia, but there are others on the front. Because believe me, there is a groundswell of frustration and anger among former players when it comes to Chief Selector George Bailey's call that he might step out of the vote if it gets to one in selecting Tim Payne. Now, Mark Waugh spoke about this on the back page on Fox, and we played it to you yesterday. But there are many more players who can't work it out. And they've asked the question, if George Bailey can't make a call on a player because he's a friend, how can he continue in the job? I've had former Australian players pose to me over the last 12 to 24 hours, how does George think Steve Waugh coped with having to select or drop his twin brother, Mark? How did Greg or Ian Chappell, Mark Taylor cope with having to drop teammates on tour? Now, Bailey, of course, is a selector. He's not the touring captain here, but he has the chair, and this is his job. So the only way to avoid this oncoming train wreck is either Payne's picked regardless and they don't have to sit down and have a vote, and he doesn't have to leave it to Justin Langer and Tony Dottomade, because then that could be one all and you're stuck. The only other way is Bailey stays in the room and makes a call either way. He says, I'm going to back Tim Payne. I voted for him. If you think that goes against a conflict of interest, then too bad. That's my job. Or, Tim, sorry, you're not good enough. You're my mate, but you've got to go. Or the other position is that George Bailey hands over that position to someone else and steps aside from the role, because it won't just be the Tim Payne scenario that George Bailey will find himself in. He's played with a lot of these current players and he will be friendly with them. And that's just the nature of the beast. So there's three options here. Payne's pick regardless, the problem goes away. Bailey makes a call regardless and backs himself and the position, and Cricket Australia backs him as well. Or George Bailey steps aside and says, I can't do this job as Chief of Selectors, which would be a massive blow because he's so highly respected and Australian cricket needs him, but they need to sort out this mess first.